Vayter in Shas, Pirim of Basen of Nun Gimel, picking up six lines down, Vekama Kolshu. We discussed that. Let's say someone goes and buys a Sadeh and he locks it up or he fences it or he breaks it a little bit, then it's considered Chazaka. Question is, Vekama Kolshu, how much is that? Kiddush Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Gader Vishlim Lasara. Let's say there's a Gader there, but it's not 10 Tfachim tall, but you go and you're Mashlim this. 2 10 tfachim, which is a normal amount that you'd make a fence. Rashbam says, "Shoyibane pachus miyud." Vishlim laser lefishal yuchul lalos alav lekanas besadi. You can't just walk in anymore. Or let's say what you did was uparet pirza kedei shekanes v'yetziba. Or you made a little bit of an opening. Says Rashbam, "Uparet pirza hirchav a pirza. You were marchav it. You made it wider and enough that the person can go out." Come in and go out through it. Harezu chazaka, this is called a chazaka. Hi, gadar ichik dami. Now, what are we talking about with fencing? If you want to say that originally, that before you added to it, you wouldn't be able to get over it. In other words, it was on some sort of, Rashbam says, we weren't able to get over it. Let's say it's made on a slant, or the whole area was like a slope. And right now you can't go neither. My ovitz, what did he do? Nothing happened over there. He didn't actually do anything by adding to this field over here, and therefore it shouldn't be considered like a chazaka. Says Rashbam, "Vamay havi chazaka." The kol binyan lo tzarich lo havi chazaka. Anything that's being necessary is not made chazaka. Ve'ela de beikar we salkula. It must have been originally you were able to get over it. Vahashta lo salkula. You're not able to get over it. Now tuva avad. Why is this called like a small thing over here? Tuva avad. He did a really big thing over here because you were able to get in. Now you're not able to get in. It says Rashbam, "Mia bedochak vahashta sheshlima lasara lo sulki la klal tuva avad." Why are you calling it koshu? Even though he only did a little bit, it's not considered like a little bit. It was huge what he did. It's like a person. So what did you do today? Nah, just hit a little button. Hit that little button is nuclear reactors. That's a big deal, right? Nuclear weapons. But it was just a small thing. So why are you calling it a small thing? That's the question. It says, Gemara, lo tzricha. What do we need? Demeikar havasalki labaravcha. Where before you did this, you could get in easily. Vahashta kasalki labaduchka. And now you can get in, but only by really pushing, by really trying hard to actually get in. Says the Rashbam, what this means is, we're saying, says the Rashbam, v'hainu kolshehu, the kolshehu ahani, the ha'akati salki la kitzas. You can still get in a little. V'hai denokat shmul v'hishlim la'sara. Lav dafka, do it in a pachas me'esar miyud. The hashta ahani la'achi de salki b'duchka, mekar ha've salki b'ravcha. Right? It was easy to get in. Now it's really hard to get in. So that's done a little bit. Hi, Pirtzei Chidami, what are we talking about? Ilema Demekar Hava Ailuba. If you want to say originally you were able to go in, now you're still able to get in, then my Ovid, then what exactly did he do? Ve'ela, what are we saying? Demekar Lo Hava Ailuba. Must be you weren't able to get in, but now you are able to get in. So again, why are you calling it a small thing? Tuva, we did a lot. So go on, Lo Tzvicha. The Meikara have a Ailuba Beduka. Used to be able to get in, but it was tough. Hashta Ailuba Ravcha. Now it's easy to get in. Now, other types of chazaka. Amar Vasi Amar Yochum. Nosan Sura. Let's say someone puts a rock, Rashbam explains, Bechorsha Begeder Hasada, in a hole of the fence. He puts a rock there. Vekula Shamaita Anichse Agerko. It's all going on in the chasm of a ger, property of a ger. Vahu Adin Lakota Dever Mechavir. Someone wants to go and acquire stuff from his friend. Vaho Ilim, because then he goes and he helps the field. Or Natal Tsur. Let's say he takes away a rock, says Rashbam, Min Agedev. Also a neck, he makes a hole over there. Vaho Ilim, now it's going to be something which is good for the land. Then I raise the chazaka. This is considered chazaka. As Bam says, going to Mahani Lasada, like it's going to help the field. Don't come far shorter than we're going to explain. My nothing. What is it? What gain do you get? And my not that. What gain do you get by taking? What do you get by putting it? What do you get by taking it? By removing it. Elam, if you want to say nothing, swear you put it over there. Vesaver Mayamina. Visachar, Mayamina, Rashbam explains what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a case where there was some water that was making its way towards this field. And what did you do? You put a rock over there and it stopped it from going in. Says the Rashbam, just reading inside, says, Lamaya, Hani, Hai, Nesina, Unatila, the Havi Chazaka. What exactly did you do over there? Says Rashbam, Ilayim, and thus on, sorry, Visachar, Maya. Roa, Nahar, Shote, if you saw this water on its way to wash things out, for what's the Lekanis, Derech, Nekev, wanted to come in through that hole. And the Zev, Vesasim is a neck of its roar, and Vesachar Samayim, and I suddenly stopped from going in Shalom Yikonis Bo, Shalom Yistafu as a sudden, shouldn't wash away the whole field. then I'm avriach ari minich sechaverohu. This isn't called a chazaka. Rather, this is known as chasing away a lion from someone else's property, which we've learned about in the past that a person has to do. It's our duty to do that. Says the Gemara in Nedarim and Bava Kama, so shas. Right, so this is like a considered Hashavas Aveda. Says Rashbam, "How lama zed dome lemish lemazed dome lemish aveda." The Chol Yisrael mitzuvin lahatzimom el chaver, and everyone's mitzuvin to save the money of their friend mina hezek from getting damaged. The inkor chazak is not called a chazaka. El adumya de gader uparetz she asabo binyan o kol tikun hit atzerich lo lesadikun mashkemayim ozomer ozareah ochorish. Right, this is not a chazaka, so we can't be talking about that. Ella, nothing swear. What are we talking about? That summoned Lamaya, and he sealed the water on the field in order to keep it that it's getting irrigated because the water is going out. Rashbam says, "Kamo summoned pasil like a cork." The yitzmedu lebal paor chibur amayin shebasochah shlo yatsu lechutz. Doesn't want to go out. It's similar to plowing, which is fixing the field. And it's going to make it beautiful, better through, you know, it's going to benefit it through this experience. Not that swore, let's say you took away the stone, and therefore it increased the amount of water that comes into the field. These are things which are considered like a chazaka. It's not a matter of saving land, it's improving the land. The Amar Vasi Amar of Yochanan, he also says that Shtei Sadu Sumitza Echad Bineim. Let's say you have these two fields, and these two fields are fields that are Hefker, and there's a Meitzar between the two of them. There's a boundary between the two of these fields. Hechzik Ba'achas Ben Lekanosev, you go and you do Chazaka on one of them to acquire, but you didn't want to go ahead necessarily and do the other one. Kana, he acquires that field, but he doesn't acquire the other one. Says Rashbam, Hechzik Bachas Bem Kigon, Derafik Ba, Zela Kaman, Veneskaven, Liknosa Levada, Lechaverta Lonos and Leave, Liknos Kana, Losa Sade, Levada, Vilo Hava Meitzar Bintayim, Hava Kanyas Kula, Mistam Bechafira Kolshehu. So he had a mind only for one. If there was no thing that was in the middle of it, right, then it wouldn't be considered, it would get both of them. But now there is a mitzvah. So Hechzik Bachas for Liknosa, like it does some sort of digging in it, which is going to embed the land, because it's getting ready for planting and things like that. It's called the Chazak. And then Kana, then he really is code of this. Like the response says, if there's no boundary there, then he would get both of them. Beep, turn the page. Nungimul base. Liknos osav es chaverta. Let's say he decides he wants to get both of them. It and the one that's next to it. Says Rishbam, kishemachsik ba'achas naskavin liknos bechazaka zu es shtem. If he had kavanah to do both of them, osakana chaverta lokana. He acquires only it, the one that he did this chazaka, and chaverta lokana, he doesn't acquire the next one. Liknos es chaverta. But let's say he does the chazaka in one field with the intent only to get the one next to it, afosolo kana, he doesn't even get that one. The Rishpan points out from a few different places, this is only talking about the case when you're coming to go and you're going to be kona this thing. Then it has to be that you have to do each field in order to go into kona. And if you do the opposite one with thinking, if you do it on two in order to get number one, you get nothing. You do it on one in order to get one, you get one. In order to get one and two, you still only get number one. But when it comes to a mecher, when there's a sale, even if it's 10 fields, if I do a little bit on one of them, as long as they give the money, then I'm going to end up getting all of them. So then that's the difference between buying it and being konet. Let's say he does a chazaka on one of the fields. Let's say field number one. Liknos osan to get intention to get number one. Ve'es meitzer and, I'm sorry, and the meitzer ve'es chaverta. So let's say he had in mind, he only did chazaka number one, and he wants to get number one, the boundary, and number two. Mao, what's it then? Mi amrina de meitzar de arachadu vikani. Do we see that the boundary, this thing that's divided, the divider of each land is the same thing, vikani, and therefore the fact that they did a chazaka with the, having in mind to get both fields and the divider, therefore he gets everything. This field's on its own, and the boundary's on its own. Therefore, you can't go and acquire the divider or the other field with doing only on field one. Ever the Gemara Teku. Great question. You know what the answer is? We don't know. Says Rashbam, Av Osa Lokana, we did that already. By Rav Zia Hechzik Ba'achas Man Likno Sosa B'Yasmitzar, Mi Lema Haidel Rav Yochanan Lokana Chaverta B'Chazak B'Chazkasa De'idach Hainu Mishum Shalom Neskar Ben Hechzik B'Mitzar. The only reason why is because he didn't have covenant to get the bound, the divider also. He came to Ma'afzik Lo Tol Chazak L'Sada Acher. Since there's a Hechzik over there, therefore doing number one is not going to get number two. She'er B'Chor B'la. Aval Hachad the Neskar Ben Likno Sosa B'Yasmitzar, since you had covenant also to get the divider, Im Chaverta Mai. Mi Amrina and High Mitzar, the High Irish, Hechzik Ba'ahu. We kind of gamma mitzar with a high Irish, a mitzar sheni gam who viikne gamosa. Odilma, we say halachudei kovi. Each one is sitting on its own, and therefore not the answer to the Gemara. Teku. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, he asks another question. Hechzik b'mitzar. Let's say he does a chazak on the mitzar, just on the actual the divider between these two fields. Right? He goes, he digs into it a little bit. Says Rashbam, that is the rafak beporta. Liknoshtayim, and he has in mind, by doing this, he wants to be kona both of the fields. Ma, what's going to be the din in such an instance? Mi, I mean, do we say, hi, meitzer, afsiro de arahu, this divider is like the reins of a horse. They're like the reins of a horse, of an animal, let's say, you can control it, and it stops it running away. And therefore, it'd be the same thing over here. It says, Rishbam, dimtim salam hechzik besada lo kana hamitzar hasam hainu taima shena mitzar tzarech min asada vein zokik lo klal aval hamitzar meshubadu lasada lashamro kamo shafsam reshamra sabayim. Just like the reins control the animals, so that this is controlling the fields. And we're saying, Kedushin, teda, ilu machalo eser behemos ba'afsar echad, if you sold 10 animals with one reins, This is like the reins, therefore it requires it. So do we say that Vakani and therefore it works? So Dilma, maybe we say each one's on their own, and therefore no. So it's Gemara Teku. Let's say have these two houses. One inside the other, right? In order to get the inner room, you have to go through the outer one. Says Rashbam, "Vapnimi yesh lo drisas regal achitzon letzeis v'shizram derechalov." So what's it then? Hichzik b'chitzon lekenoso, and someone does a chazaka on the outer apartment in order to get just it. Then keno yikonu it lekenoso. So ve'es apnimi ve'es on the outer one to get it and the inside one. Chitzon kana, he acquired the outer one, panimi lo kana, but doesn't get the inner one. Liknos is a panimi, he had in mind just to get the inner one. Av chitzon nami kana, he's kana also the out, the, av chitzon nami lo kana. Oh, if he had in mind only to do the inner one, av chitzon nami lo kana, he doesn't acquire even the outer one. Remember, we're talking about that he's doing the chazaka only on the outer one, so if he had in mind for the inner one, he doesn't even get the outer one. Nothing he gets. Okay, what about this? What happens if hechzik b'pnimi likenoso? If he does a kinyan chazaka on the inner one in order to get it, then kana he's kona. Likenoso soves chazalas, he's on the inner one to get the inner one and the outer one. Ooh, kana shneam. Then he ends up getting two of them. Why? Because the outer one is considered tafel to the inner one because it's like a corridor to get out of there. So when someone does a kinyan on the main apartment, which is the inner one, he gets also a kinyan on the outside one as well. Zag zokt the heilige Rashbam that hachir sin liknos osoves achitzon kana shteim, he gets both. Liknos is achitzon, if he does it only to get the outer one, apnimi lo kana, then he doesn't even koda the inner one. He gets nothing. Okay, I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Avua. Habone paltrin gedola benichse ger. If someone makes a big mansion on the property of a dead convert, right? This guy now it's a hefker and he's dead. Uba achan, another one comes to him, he lim dlosos, and he puts doors on it. When it was the first guy, he did everything except for the doors. And the second guy comes and he puts the doors up. Kana. Then the second guy, he now acquires the property of the ger. My time, what's pshat? Why is it that not doing the actual house itself is considered a kinyan? Kama lebnei ba'alma hu da'apich. Because the first one, all he did was put a bunch of stones in a certain position. But he didn't do anything that's considered like it's a chazaka. Says the Rashbam, hafach levene ba'alma v'sidron zel zeh. What did he do? He just set up a bunch of bricks. The close man shalohem idlosos in, put doors up. Micah Ovid, me kara, Eili beravcha, vahashanami Eili beravcha. You were able to get in there easily, now you get there easily. The tchil is binyan, eno ikr. The beginning of the binyan is not the ikr, el gemaro, finishing it off. We get the tanan, like we learned earlier in Membeis, that nol vigadar, the hainu hamadis losos, you put up walls, doors. A bana kolshu lo katan. It doesn't say if you build something a little bit, it's considered a chazaka. Wild. This guy goes, builds this massive mansion, just leaves doors. You know, they weren't able to, whatever. And this guy puts up the doors, then he gets it. I'm Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Let's say you're walking around, da-da-da-da-da, and you walk into this area, and you find that there's a plot of this gear. There's this mansion over there in this ownerless area of the gear, and Vesodman sealed the echad, or let's say he puts plaster on one of the walls over there, says Rishbam, that sealed is a tiach besid, or let's say kiur, or kiur echad, or what does that mean? Rishbam says, tziurin mechukim elakir. He puts like some nice design, some nice picture on the wall. You go up and you just like, you know, you paint a little bit. Karo, you are now koned, because by doing this, you beautify. That's considered like a chazaka. V'kama, how much? In other words, how much do you have to respond? Says, have a yifyoy, yayafyoy, lachzik. How much of it do you have to like design in order to make it that you're machzik it? Rav Yosef, ama. It's got to be an ama. Okay, you make yourself a square. I'm over there. You're good. I'm Rav Chista. Can I get a Pesach? It's got to be opposite the opening. Rashbam says, Derech Kinesis Pesach Abayis. It's like when you open up the door, and that's what you see. Bekosel Shekinegda, the Sham Nira Yoser Lenoy of a Makamacher Tfei Me Ama Bayis. In another place, it's got to be more than Ama. So if like you walk in the house, that's the first thing you see, like Zecha Lecharban Shtickle, then okay, it's Ama, but if more than outside of it, then it's got to be more, says Rashbam. Amar of Amram, another idea, another din. We see over here that. Hi, Milsa, Amalan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following idea. The Anarinhu Ainin Mimasnisa. And he brought it, a raya to it. He like opened her eyes to it from a brisa. It says, Rashbam, Beherin Enu. He enlightened us. Lahavi Lanu Raya Ludvar Mimasnisa de la Kaman from the following idea. Here it is. Hamatzia matzos minasayger. Someone goes and spreads out mats on the land of a dead convert. He lies on them. Kana, he acquires the land. Says Rashbam, amazingly. V'shachav sham ala karka b'nichsayger. He lies down over there in nichsayger. Kana is kana. V'afal gavda lo hainu na'al v'gadda parts. Even though it's under the things we said before. Shalo tikan shum tikan makarki. You weren't misakin the karka at all. El shenena gufa min akarka. Him body get enough from it. Hakarka shishamashta shakarka havichazaki. He used it. He got enough of it. Therefore, he was kone. The anharinu inyan reasisa. He brought us this raya, enlightened our eyes. Says Rashbam from the brisa. Mayhi, what is that talking about? The time within the brisa. Kate said, "Bechazaka." How does someone get do a chazaka? Rashbam says, "A eved kenaani the tanan bekedush lechav beis on beis she nikne bechazaka kai." We're talking about an eved kenaani is kone with a chazaka. And how do we do a chazaka? No alom in olo. Let's say this slave goes and puts a. A shoe on for him, or hitter lomenor, he takes his shoe off. Osha holich kalev achar of the bisamech, so he carries his clothing to him to the bathhouse. So if shito, he takes off his clothing for him, beherchitzo, or let's say he washed him, sacho, he put oil on him, garado, or he what Rashbam says, come over, ikach lo cheris liz garid bo, he like combed off and scraped off certain parts of the skin, right? That was part of the beautification process. Well, Bishu got him dressed up, and he puts on his shoe, v'igbio, or let's say he picks him up. Kano, then if this Eved Kenani does any of these things, then the person has been Kona, the Eved Kenani. Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, lo tei chazaka gedola me'agba. A chazaka is no great, Hagba is like the greatest of all. She hagba, kona b'chol makom, because hagba, when you lift something up, you're Kona it, in every instance, which we're going to explain what that means. Mike Amar, what does it mean? This idea of Hagba Hakamar. Higbil the rabbo kano. If the slave picked up the one who wants to be the rabbo, then he now acquires a slave. If I want to acquire the slave, he picks me up, then I'm Kona. Rashbam says, can go try your tzarech la'agbah zu. He needed this agbah. Can go la'aloso, l'mitaso, to put him up in his bed. Kano, la'aved ba'agbah zu. She'ashimish la'rabo, because he was mishamish for this rav. She'nismach alav, v'hainu dumya de'hatsia b'nechse ager. This is like putting the mat there. The kevin she'nismach v'nishan b'shechiva, so alakarka, kano, since he lay down on it, he was Kona. He'd be Rabba Lo, but let's say the master picks him up, then Lo Kona, then he's not Kona, this Eved by doing such a thing. Amar of Shimon, says, he argues, he says, what do you mean? Lifting up is nothing greater than that. Being Magbia, something's going in every place, so clearly picking up the Eved is definitely going to work as well. And if I pick up the Eved, I'm Kona him. Says Rashbam to explain the Chamira of how powerful it is, Hagbah over everything else. Lo techazaka dan de hinhil vehilbish vehichas vehivshit gedolim Hagbah. Hagbah is Rav la'eved, vekana Rav la'eved. You know why picking up if the master picks up the slave, that's more than anything else? Shari Hagbah chamurahi. Dekona filib rishus mocher. Even if I'm in your property and I pick something up to go and buy it, it works. All the other types of pulling and giving over and those type of things, they're only going to be kona if it's not in the rishus of the actual person there. So when he said that he's going to show him this din about lying down and bring a raya from the brisa, this is the brisa he's talking about, just like that. The brisa says that the slave, like carrying the weight of the owner, so to the land, it's kind of the way this person giving him some sort of hana benefit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We've had this name before. Mr. Shah says this is the Ervin Chav. Hey, in any event, it says that, says of Yom Rabbi Ra, he said in the name of Yehuda, that Haiman, peep, turn the page. Nun dalam naf. Haiman, deshada lifta bepile. If he threw a turnip into a crack, what does that mean? The Rashbam says that what he did is he was zara lefes besoch the koim shel karka hager velo chisa afar velo asa klum kim zukas a lefes besoch charetz lo yev chazaka shor lo asa shum tikun bekarka. What he did is he planted a turnip in the cracks of the land of the ger, and he didn't cover it with dirt, and he didn't do anything. Because besides throwing it into this crack, that's not a chazaka. He didn't do any tikkun to the land. Unless he planted and he covered it over. Even though it grew and it was mashrish in the land. It's like he dug a little bit. It doesn't mean immediately. In any event, when he goes ahead and he throws his term over there, he just threw it in and he didn't do anything else besides that. That's not considered a action that's doing some sort of change there. So what happened? The shadow lifted be pili the ayah the ger into the field of this convert. Lo v'chazak is not considered chazaka. My time of why? But in the shadow, the time that he threw it in, lo v'shvacha, there was no shevach that happened because nothing happened right away. It only happened mamela. Has the koshavach. Now that it became better, it takes root mamela koshavach, and therefore it's not considered an actual chazaka. And that's the Gemara spelling out. The Rashbam goes more into detail about that. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.